Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and on the line we've got a lady I've been wanting to talk to for a while. Good morning, Mindy, how are you?
Thanks, Trina, I'm fine.
So you are from voiceireland.org. So explain to me what voiceireland.org do.
Voice is an environmental charity and we work on waste issues, and primarily we work on waste prevention, and we also look at helping people to understand what is recyclable, what's not recyclable, and how to create a clean recycling stream.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for this, because do you know what? So many people get it wrong. It is a bugbear of mine when I see people throwing things out that can really be recycled. But thankfully, people are really starting to talk about this in the last few months, aren't they? Because of, you know, the way plastic straws aren't being used anymore and that kind of thing. So people are getting a little bit more aware about it.
They are. I think plastic has really heightened everyone's concern about waste and its impact on wildlife and on our rivers and streams and oceans. And but the first thing is that we need to figure out ways to prevent waste. So yeah. Do we need that plastic straw? Do we need the cutlery or a plastic bottle of water? Rather, can we reuse things? Can we invest in a reusable straw? Mm-hmm. Can we have our own water bottle, coffee cup, all those things? So the first step is there's something called the waste hierarchy. So the first thing is to prevent the waste being created in the first place. But then recycling is important. To conserve that material. So cardboard, paper, metal, aluminium, those are all easily recyclable. But if they are contaminated, it's really hard to recycle it. And what contaminates it is food and liquids.
Okay, going to ask all about that in just a sec. So we're going to go through the list for people who are a little bit maybe unsure about what things can go in the recycling bin and what things can't. And I got to say, Aoife, who works on the front desk here in the radio station, is brilliant at this, because she has banned the purchase of those plastic cups that we used to use around the water cooler all the time, and you'd use it for one sip of water and then it goes in the bin. It was absolutely terrible, so she's banned that. So I suppose it's about doing that in your workplace if you're the person who buys that kind of thing. Starting off by preventing the waste in the first place, isn't it?
Exactly. And we are working with companies. I've been working with a lot of companies around Dublin. Get rid of those disposable cups, you know, the plastic cups around the water cooler, the disposable coffee cups. I spoke with a company yesterday and they gave all their staff reusable coffee cups and they just said, okay, we're not buying the other ones anymore.
Yeah.
And that's it, cold turkey.
Exactly, yeah.
And people, you know, a lot of companies say, oh, what will they do if they forget their cups? I said, once they forget it, they'll learn. You know, yeah. People are resourceful.
They're not going to parch.
Exactly. People will learn and say, oh God, I forgot my coffee cup. Okay, I'll bring it the next time.
All right, so Mindy, I want to talk to you now about what things can go into the recyclable bin and what things can't. So start me off. What about things like your milk cartons? So the plastic milk cartons. I know the Tetra Pak can go in if it's washed out, can't it?
Yep. So let's start at the top. You know, you have your metals. So you have all your cans, your tins of food, dog food cans, your drink, the aluminium drinks cans. Those can all go. Those are easily recyclable. Just make sure they're clean. And how clean? You don't have to put them into the dishwasher. Just give them a good rinse. Make sure there's no food in there. Shake it out and put it into your recycling bins. The next level are the plastics. And this is where people get confused. So there's something between rigid plastics and soft plastics. So rigid plastics, pots, tubs, and trays, fruit containers, tubs of margarine, pots of yogurt, all those can go in once they're clean. And I know there's a redesign of a lot of the yogurt pots that you can tear off the cardboard on the outside and then you have the plastic on the inside. So tear off the cardboard on the outside, throw that in, and then rinse out the plastic and throw that in. So shampoo bottles, milk bottles.
Shampoo bottles can go in, can they?
They can all go in, but just make sure that they're empty. And people say, well, I can't get it all clean because, you know, it's a little squirty, you know, top. Just get out as much as you can, squirt as much as you can, put the lid back on and put it in.
Okay. What about tinfoil? Just going back to the aluminium tin cans that you were talking about. Can tinfoil go in?
Yes, they can, as long as it's clean. And they didn't put it on the list because a lot of people would have food on it. But if it's clean, just put it into a ball and put it into your recycling bin. Same with trays, aluminium trays that you get, you know, some chicken comes in there, or if you have a catering event.
Or getting a Chinese takeaway or something.
Exactly. Just make sure that it's clean. And what's the beauty about the recycling list is it's the same at work as it is at home.
Can I ask you about the, just speaking of the Chinese takeaway, not that I ever get one, of course, because I eat completely healthily. you know the way they kind of come in the plastic lunch boxes? and you end up with a million of them if you're like me and you get the odd takeaway. Can they be recycled?
They can. They can, and they can be reused. So if you have, you know, portions that you have around your kitchen, say you made a curry and you want to freeze them, put some in those containers and throw them in the freezer. So you can reuse them, but you can also recycle them. They're rigid.
Interesting there about the butter carton as well, because obviously you need a bit of washing up liquid to make sure all that grease comes out.
Yeah.
So make sure. What is it about the contamination? Does that mean that the thing can't be recycled then if it's got food on it?
The reason is we have something called the mixed recycling bin. So you put in your metals, plastics, and paper and cardboard. So metals and plastics, they go through a heat process, so they're melted, or you know, your extrusion for your plastic. So if there's food on it, it's not as bad. But the problem is it's with the paper and the cardboard. And if paper and cardboard get food on it, what happens when paper and cardboard are recycled, it goes into a bath and it breaks up all the fibers. And if you have grease or food or anything, it contaminates the whole bath of the recycled paper. So that's why we want to make sure you don't have kind of the food transfer onto paper and cardboard.
Okay.
So if you have a pizza box and if it has grease and cheese and sauce on it, that you should rip that up and put it into your compost bin, into your brown compost bin. So same with tissues. Say people say, I dry my countertop with paper towel. If it has water on it, that can go into your brown bin as well, not your recycling bin.
Oh, really? I never knew that. I would have thought that it could only be food stuff in the brown bin. So you're
anything that was once growing can go into the recycle bin. So if you have egg container that egg breaks and so it gets all soggy, you can put that into the recycle, into the compost bin.
Into the brown bin, yeah.
Or if you're blowing your nose on a tissue, that can go into the brown bin as well. But not dog dirt or kitty litter or any of that. They don't want that in there.
They don't want that in, and especially because normally you have that in a plastic bag, so it defeats the purpose anyway.
Exactly. You don't want any plastic in your compost bin. So if you have food, say you had some chicken or something and it goes off and you say, I'll put it into the brown bin, and they just put the whole thing in, decant it, take it out of the packaging and put it in. You can put meat in there and that all goes to an industrial composter.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere that wrapping paper can't be recycled. Is that correct?
Wrapping paper, it depends. If it's an old-fashioned cheap kind that's just paper, yes, that can be recycled. Uh-huh. But if it's shiny and if it looks kind of plasticky, then no.
Take note before Christmas, because the amount of waste at Christmas time, I know we're a good bit off Christmas now, but you know, when you think about it, like the bins are full. Is there anything then that definitely can't be recycled that people get confused about and they maybe try to recycle?
We talk about the soft plastics. So biscuit wrappers, crisp wrappers, things that you can scrunch up and put into your pocket, plastic bags, and film, anything that you can scrunch up, that belongs into your rubbish bin.
Oh.
Do not put that into your recycling bin.
Oh, did not know that.
Yep.
This is why we have you on.
That's any of the soft films. So if you have a fruit container that has the rigid plastic container with a film on the top, the rigid plastic container can go in the recycling, and the film on top, when you tear it off, put that into your rubbish bin.
Okay. I'm trying to think, what else is there that we could recycle that we might not be thinking about?
Well, all your paper products, so your cardboard boxes, newspapers, letters, just tear out the plastic window and put the letters in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, glass, where does glass go? Glass does not go into your recycling bin. That goes...
You have just settled a bet between myself and my husband. I've been telling him he cannot put glass in the bin, the recycling. He kept saying that you could.
No, that goes into the bottle bank.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, if the glass gets into your mixed recycling bin, it breaks and the shards go on to the paper, again contaminating the paper. So you can put the metal lids into the recycling bin, but not the glass. And then, to make it even more confusing, ceramics, plates, anything like that, that goes into your rubbish bin, because it does not, it's not glass and should not go into the glass banks.
Yeah, I think they have a sign up on the bottle banks telling people not to put in things like plates into the bottle bank.
Or light bulbs or anything like that.
Yeah. And what is the reason for the different colours? There's the brown, the green and the white glass.
Because they can use them for different things. Like the clear would be the most valuable, because that can be used for lots of different things.
Yeah.
Some places just have mixed glass and it's used as kind of an aggregate for roads.
Right, okay. But if one person comes along and they put a brown bottle into the... They're ruining it, are they, for everyone?
I know. Well, it's like the one bad apple. Also, the only thing you put into your recycling bin is packaging. So if you have hangers or plastic toys that may be plastic or metal, do not belong in your recycling bin. So take those, either reuse your plastic toys and give them to someone else, or like hangers, you can take them back to the cleaners, or you can drop them at the amenity centers, the recycling amenity centers, and they can recycle it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And you mentioned there at the start of the interview about, you know, kind of making a decision not to even use the stuff in the first place. So I suppose it's kind of like when you're in the office, being aware of, say, when you're printing things, that you're not printing and then maybe the printer takes a couple of seconds to, and I know I'm guilty of this, the printer might take a few minutes to print something out, so you print it a second time and next thing you have three or four copies of the same document. We're all guilty. It's all little things like that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also, if I mean, I have a printer that only prints on one side. Our printer is so old. But what I do is I print, I use it, that paper as scrap paper. So if I'm printing documents for me to read or something like that, I print on the opposite side of something you've already printed so that you use it twice. But if you have a more modern printer, have a default setting to print on both sides of the paper.
And the amount of money you're wasting as well from using all the extra paper.
And then at the business, and I've been working with businesses, and if anyone, you know, is interested in having us come, we do lunch and learns. So I'm doing a little plug for us that we come in and talk about waste prevention. We do workshops with companies. But we're also doing audits with companies, and we're going in, and some people are really good. They're separating their different wastes, but then they don't work with the cleaners. And so the cleaners just put everything in one place. So if you don't have kind of a close the loop and have everybody in on the same message, then you've got a breakage, you got leakage.
I'm sure when they hear that they could save some money as well, they're well on board.
What we're concerned about is there's a whole fury about single-use plastics, which is great, but what's happening is a lot of companies, a lot of cafes are moving towards compostables, compostable cups, compostable cutlery, plates. And that's not the answer, because you're still creating a disposable economy. It's still a single-use item. And also, if you don't have the collection facility in place to collect it and send it to a composting facility, it's a waste.
Imagine years ago, not that many years ago in Ireland, you used to get the plastic bags, several plastic bags in the supermarket every time you did your shopping, and they'd end up being thrown out into the environment. But now every time I go to the supermarket, I forget the bag for life.
Well,
I have about 1,000 bag for life at home.
Keep one. I have a bag in my bag. That, you know,
bag
little
in your
pouch.
Bag, yeah.
And I just keep that in my bag just in case I forget my bag for life. And also, you know, there's been life cycle analysis of different types of bags, paper bags versus cotton bags. And you have to use a paper bag several times before it's less impactful on the environment than a plastic bag. So paper bags aren't the best thing either.
Yeah.
And cotton bags you have to use over and over as well. So what I suggest is when you go shopping into town, bring your own bag. Don't get the paper bags from the shops. Use your own bag over and over again. Do you need that? I mean, I have loads of paper bags I don't know what to do with.
And then the other thing is, you know, when you go into the supermarket, you're probably, because this is the line of work you're in and you're so passionate about it, you're probably watching when you're buying products in the supermarket. There's so
exactly.
much packaging on food, isn't there?
And we've been trying to meet with the supermarkets, asking them to reduce the amount of packaging they're putting on the market. We have a campaign called Loose 4, the number 4 less. We're asking people to take pictures of plastic packaged fruit and veg versus the loose and get the price per kilo. Mm-hmm. And the price per kilo for, say, a bag of carrots is always less than a price per kilo for loose. So if you want to buy loose, you're paying more.
That is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So what we're asking people is take picture of those, put on Twitter or Facebook, tag the supermarket, so at Dunn's or at Tesco's or at SuperValu or whatever, and then say loose for less. Could you please provide fruit and veg at the same price or cheaper than what you provide with bags?
Yeah, like years ago when they used to just have them out on the shelf. Well, listen, this information has been absolutely brilliant. You've cleared up a lot of questions that people have about recycling. If anybody wants to see the list, you can have a look at the website. The website is voiceireland.org, isn't it, Mindy?
Well, that's our website. So you can find out about all our different campaigns on that. And if you have any questions, contact us. But if you want a list of all the recyclables, and if you want a PDF file or an image that you can put in your house or
print
in
it
your
off.
Office.
Oh, here we go again, printing it off.
Printing it off. Go to mywaste.com. Ireland.ie, which is a government-sponsored website and has all the information. And it has information about where do I take my old CD player, where do I take my old phone, where do I take mattresses or my clothes. And so you can ask loads of questions and so on that website.
Oh, that's brilliant, because I'm about to do a massive clear out. Mindy, you've been a wealth of knowledge. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Thanks, and, Trina. Good luck in your clear out.
Oh, God. Do you want to come and do it for me?
I'm not Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo, yeah.
Bag.
I don't feel joy in any of the items. We can let them all go. Thanks so much, Mindy. And hopefully people have gotten a few tips there on it when it comes to recycling and how to cut back on your waste. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.